那我们奉主耶稣基督圣名，在这一起来分享神的话语。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, together we share in the teaching of our Lord.
啊，面对现在这个世界，你会发觉到说宗教是相当可怕的事情。
And when we face the crisis that we see today, we find that religion indeed is can be a quite terrible thing.
尤其呢，那个越认为自己是完全的那种宗教的思想的人越危险。
Especially the people who specifically think that they are perfect in their faith.
我想大家都知道说昨天在突尼西亚那边有一个大屠杀，哦，就是他们杀了39个人。
Yesterday in the news, there's a massacre of about 39 odd people in Tunisia.
那我今天早上看新闻呢，说他们认为说他们杀了异教徒。
And today when I read the newspaper, it seems that they were slaughtering specifically 异教徒。
就是跟他们不同教派的人。
They massacre them because they were considered heretics or people who were preaching of a different faith.
就是我们常常所说的外邦人啊。
And these are people we call them Gentiles or unbelievers.
反正他们的沉沦啊，他们被神惩罚呢，是理所当然的。
And perhaps one feels that their punishment from God was justified.
那在法国也是一样啊。
And this is the same in France.
甚至一个公司的老板头被斩下来挂在门口上啊。
And a manager or an owner of a company.He was killed, and he was beheaded, and his head was hung on the door as an example.
所以其实我很担心我的儿子变成这个样子。
And I worry greatly that my son would become like this.
因为我想我们都曾经非常热心的人。
I believe that all of us once were very devoted to our faith.
热心到一个程度，你不得不思考说，那再下去我会变成什么样子。
But we're zealous to a point where.You will consider what would happen if I continue in this way.
因为这种热心到最后呢，你整个生命就只有你跟神。
This kind of zeal leads us to a point where your entire life then is devoted between you and God.
你成为一个非常没有人性的人。
You become someone who has lost humanity.
但是你却认为说你这样做是能够讨神喜悦的。
And yet you are convinced that in doing so you will be pleasing to God.
而且你会越来越觉得说自己是。最完美的人。
And more and more so, you see yourself as more perfect compared to others.
自己所看的圣经呢是最明白的。
And as you read the scriptures, you feel that you have a greater and deeper understanding than anyone else.
所以我有一天突然想说，我这一代我自己都逐渐走向这个方向。
So one day when I considered this, I realized that even in my own generation, it has already marched upon this way.
那如果我再将这个所谓的福音传给我儿子的话，
And if I were to impart the same gospel to my son,
他总是要比我更好，不是吗？
Would I not say that he would be better than me?
那他会变成什么样子？
And what would he become?
那我的孙子呢？
And what about my grandson?
我想我的孙子可能就绑炸弹去炸异教徒的人了。
I thought that maybe my grandson would be the suicide bomber who straps bombs to themselves in order to blow up believers of other faith.
所以会让我回想说，那耶稣来到底为了什么？
Does that reflect why did Jesus Christ come?
没有错，你可以告诉我说，圣经写得很清楚啊。
You can tell me that the scripture was clear.
耶稣来本来就是要带来战争的，不是吗？
Jesus came for to wage war.
因为耶稣说得很清楚。
Because Jesus was clear.
我来呢，就是要跟让父亲跟儿子分离啊。
I come for the purpose.Separating father from son.
反正有耶稣的地方就不可能有平静的地方。
Wherever Christ may be, there will be unrest.
所以你说这么想，你会觉得说理所当然啊。
If you think in this fashion, you would say it's logical.
但是你想说怎么有可能？
But then you think about it. How could this be?
难道这个世界还不够乱吗？
Is this world not chaotic enough?
耶稣来，难道要让这个世界更乱吗？
Did Jesus come for the purpose to further the chaos?
那这些恨啊、杀啊，不都是出于魔鬼吗？
Is it all this hatred and killing? Did it not come from the evil one?
怎么有可能说爱带来更多的恨、更多的伤？
How is it possible that love will bring even more violence and killing?
所以我想说，那一定有问题的。
So I thought this is questionable.
虽然圣经解释这么写，
although the Bible may seemingly appear to explain it this way,
但是难道耶稣真的是要这么做吗？
But is this truly the intention of Christ?
所以这个就会让我回想我的信仰。
This brought me to reflect upon my faith.
其实我的信仰常常是按照字句、句子来信仰的。
And I reflect upon my faith as being word based on the words I read.
几乎我们最重要的信仰啊。
The most important aspect of our faith.
都是要从圣经里面去找到字句来当作我们的支持力。
Are derived from scriptural references in order to support our theories.
只要圣经有这么写，那我就一定执行到底。
If it is written as such in the Bible, then I will hold on to it to the end.
一个很明显的一个例子。
A very obvious example.
我们现在先不讨论它是对还是错。
We're not going to discuss at this moment of time if it is right or wrong.
比如说洗脚礼。
For instance, the washing of feet.
我们为什么这么坚持洗脚礼？
Why are we so insistent on the sacrament of foot washing?
我不认为它是，我们先不谈它的错对。
We're not talking about whether or not it is right or wrong to practice it.
我甚至觉得说，你如果真心诚意去做它，这是好的。
And I really think that if you do this out of a genuine love, then it's great.
如果看我们教会的历史，洗脚礼以前我们的教会的观念跟现在是不一样的。
But according to the history of our church, the concept surrounding the foot washing was different in the early years than it is now.
以前他们的会议记录是这么记载。
This is what is recorded in their meeting minutes in the past.
我们洗礼的难道跟主没有份吗？
For those who have already been baptized into the Lord, does that mean we still have no part with the Lord?
一定要洗脚才能够跟主有份吗？
Is it really necessary that we have to have our feet washed in order to have a part with Christ?
他说不是的。
The edict said no.
我们的教会那时候说不是。
The church at that time decided that no.
说洗脚不是为了要让我们这么脚一洗就跟主有份。
And the purpose of washing our feet is not that. So in going through the act, we then have a part with Christ.
只是耶稣借着这个动作要教我们谦卑服侍赦免。
It is because Christ set this example for us so that we can learn about humility, servitude, and forgiveness.
所以你只要能够实行出来谦卑服侍赦免。你纵使不洗脚，也等于是洗脚了。
So if you are able to enact forgiveness, servitude, and humility, even if you do not wash your feet, it's still okay.
所以他很注重这个动作，这些经节背后的那个最主要的东西。
The emphasis was placed upon the true meaning behind the action.
但是我们今天不是。
But today it was different.
我们赞美诗也是这么写啊。
And this is how it is written in our hymns.
只要将脚一洗，全身就干净了。
That as long as your feet are washed, then your whole body is clean.
我们注重的是这个恩典。
Our emphasis is placed upon this grace.
只要我将你一洗，你就干净了。
What if you are washed, then you are wholly clean.
你就跟主有份了。
You will have a part with the Lord.
纯粹的恩典。
This is strictly grace.
你并不需要做任何动作。
You do not really actually need to act upon it.
但是在70年前啊，在70年前、80年前呢，我们的教会不是这么想。
But 70 or 80 years ago, it's not the same thought.
我们认为说一洗没有用的。
The church did not think that it had any effectiveness, even if you wash.
而是要你去做它。
But rather, you have to actually do it.
不是我洗你。
It's not that I wash your feet.
是你去做我洗你的这个动作里面的那个真理、那个道理。
But that you practice the teachings.That is within this act of foot washing.
那我想有很多东西都是这个样子的哈。
And I think many things go along this way.
所以比如说洗礼一定要去大水了哈。
For instance, washing the baptism has to be done in living water.
一定要低头了。
And you have to bow your head.
这个我们都不去讨论。
These are not things that we will discuss now.
这个都可以说是好的。
You can say that all these are good.
但是问题是，难道就是这样子按照字面来做它就好了吗？
But the question is, do you just do merely what the word says, and it is done, and it is good?
所以我就去查以前教会的资料。
And I study the history references of our church.
我们教会以前有这么一个决议啊。
In the past of the church, they had this decision.
洗礼在活水。
The resolution is that baptism must take place in living water.
但是也可以在池子里面。
But it is also possible to be done in a pool.
这是我们教会的文献写的。
And this is written in our church history.
我想说，怎么是这个样子？
And I thought to myself, how weird.
但是你就仔细想。
But when you think about it further,
什么叫做活水？
What does it mean, living water?
你说那个池子里面的水不是活水？
Would you say that this pool out there is considered a living water.
其实它有时候也是会从天降雨下来，一样是会掉到这个池子里面，不是吗？
The rainfall that comes from the sky will still fall into this pool.
那我们这个地球是一个圆的。
And the globe, the earth is round.
所以你如果从月亮看回来，你这个地球的水是没有流出去外面的，只是在这里面转而已啊。
So from outer space, say from the moon, you look at the water on the earth.The water is moving within the earth, but it's not moving out of it.
好像是在大宇宙里面的一个小池子而已。
It's merely a small pool within this vast universe.
你若那边看，人家说是活水，你说不是啊，它又没有流到宇宙的另外一个星球上。
And from the outer space, you can say that this is living water, but others may claim that it is not because it doesn't go out of its own little orbit.
那保罗在监狱那个时候。
When Paul was in prison,
他不是替一个狱卒受洗吗？
Did he not baptize the prison warden and his family?
那个是晚上。
And that was in the middle of the night.
在监狱里面。
Within the prison.
他不可能，这个狱卒带他出去监狱里面受洗，这是不可能的事情。
It's not possible for the warden to have been able to bring Paul and everyone else to.Out somewhere to be baptized.
你也不可想象说监狱里面有一条河流从监狱中间流过去。
And it's not possible for you to imagine a river running through the middle of the prison.
因为整个动作都是在狱卒的家完成的。
Everything was done within the house of the prison warden.
因为狱卒呢带保罗去他家帮他洗伤口，然后受洗，听福音受洗，然后吃饭。
The warden brought Paul to his house where he washed.Him of the stripes that were inflicted upon him, and fed him, and listened to the word of God.
所以我发觉到说，其实好像圣经所说的东西比我们想象的宽很多。
Therefore, I think that what is written in the Bible perhaps is more generous and more widespread than what we imagine it to be.
其实这个一宽，你会感觉到说，哇，神的恩典很大。
And to know the breadth of these words.You can understand the expanse of the grace of God.
神恩典是不会被字句限制住的。
The grace of God is not limited by mere words.
但是我们今天信仰是信到最后呢，一定要抓字句来当做自己的证明。
But the condition of our faith today is that we limit ourselves by adhering strictly to the words we read.
所以当你面对一个人跟你翻圣经的时候
，When you face a person who may turn to the Bible with you，
你一看啊，你就不讲话了。
When you look at it, then you have nothing to say.
因为圣经是这么说的。
Because this is what is written in the Bible.
你要怎么去回答呢
？How can you respond?
所以我想说，当时耶稣基督他们是不是有这种困扰
？I wonder at the time of Christ, do they experience this kind of confusion?
其实我想说，他们的困扰比我们还要大。
Perhaps their confusion and our questioning is even greater than ours.
耶稣所做的每一个动作几乎都是违背圣经的，当时的圣经。
All of the action of Christ, almost everything he did was in direct contravention to what is written in the scripture of the time.
所以才会跟法利赛人文士呢起这么大的冲突。
That's why he had such great conflict between himself and the Pharisees and scribes.
因为法利赛人认为说耶稣他明显的违背了圣经所记载的。
Because the Pharisees accused him of offending the law in such an obvious way.
或是他们当时的他们那个所谓的教会的公会所定的规矩。
Or the decisions and edict of the council at that time.
比如说吃饭不洗手了。
For instance, if you do not wash your hands before you eat.
或是安息日不可拿东西来吃的。
Or on Sabbath day you are not to labor in order to eat.
或是安息日呢不可以医病。
Or on the Sabbath you are not to heal.
这都可以从圣经跟传统里面找到证据的。
You can find the evidence of it in the tradition and also in the scriptures.
但是耶稣没有在这些所谓的圣经节面前屈服下来，没有。
But Jesus did not bow in the face of such tradition and scriptural reference.
他总是反击他们。
He went against them.
告诉他们说，圣经讲的不是这些。
And he told them that this is not what the Bible is talking about.
比如说洗手的问题。
For instance, the regulation regarding the washing of hands.
耶稣说，重要的呢是你内心的干净，不是手的干净。
Jesus said to them that it's important that your heart is clean rather than your hands are physically clean.
安息日的问题。
And the problem regarding Sabbath.
重要不是遵守律法。
Emphasis is not in keeping the law.
而是要有一个爱来遵守这个律法。
But to rather to keep it with love in your heart.
所以他在安息日来医病，来医治这些病人。
And that is why on the Sabbath he continued to heal the people.
但是对法利赛人这是不可能的事情。
But to Pharisees this is not something that should be done.
所以当时耶稣就说了一句非常让人能够去思考的一句话了哈。
Jesus Christ at that time spoke of something that is worthy of our contemplation.
就是怜悯的问题。
This is a question regarding mercy.
怜悯啊，是神所最喜爱的。
Mercy is what is the most pleasing to God.
那既然是怜悯的话。
And if it is mercy.
既然是怜悯，就没有标准了。
Then the, no standard can be applied to it.
我为什么要怜悯你呢？
Why would I have mercy on you?
基本上是因为你犯错了，不是吗？
Basically, isn't it your fault that you did something?
好像你已经犯错了我的规定了。
It's as if you've offended my rule.
但是这个不是重要的。
But this is not important.
对神来讲，重要的是怜悯。
To God, what is important is compassion.
他不是鼓励你去犯错。
He does not encourage you to do wrong.
而是要你不要害怕，在这个律法之下过着害怕的生活。
But what he does not want is that you live under this law in fear.
所以我想说，我们来看几节圣经节来了解这样的一个观念啊。
So let us read into the scriptures to understand this concept further.
我们来看罗马书的第十三章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 13.
罗马书的第十三章。
Romans 13.
第十三章的第一节。
First one.
这说在上有权柄的人呢，人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的呢都是神所命定的。
First one, let every soul be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
所以呢，抗拒掌权的呢，就是抗拒神的命令的。
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God.
那抗拒神命令的，那就自取败亡。
And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
这一节现在教会用的很多。
These verses are often quoted by our church today.
教会越混乱，这一节呢被讲的越多。
The more chaotic and confused the churches are, the more often these verses are quoted.
他会说教会掌权的就是神所定的。
They say that the authority of the church is given to them by God.
你不可以违背它。
Therefore, you cannot disobey it.
那所以但是你若仔细想的话
But if you think of it more deeply,
好了我们这个地方教会有地方教会的负责人
We see that within local churches they have their own administrative board
按照这节圣经节来讲他也应该是神所设立的
So according to this verse they were also put in place by God
然后我们有个总会
We also have a general assembly
那总会的负责人也应该是神所设立的
And the administrative board in the general assembly should also be put in placeby God.
问题是当地方的负责人跟总会的负责人意见不一样的时候怎么办
But so what happens when the administrative board of the local church differs from that of the general assembly then what happens?
我们当然是被要求要顺服总会的
Of course we'll be asked to obey the general assembly.
那这个本身跟这一节就有点没有关系了
then this will have nothing to do with this verse.
因为你等于是否定了地方教会的负责人是神所设立的了
Because you're denying that the authority of the local churchhas been instituted by God.
所以到最后呢整个地方教会是没有圣灵的工作的。
So then the work of the whole local church, you can say that it no longer has the Holy Spirit.
因为地方教会所做的决定都需要总会赞成同意才是真的被执行了。
Since all of the action taken by the local church must first be approved by the General Assembly in order to be accepted asokay.
所以到最后整个教会就是剩下上面那十几个人呢才是真正掌权的了。
So in the end, everything goes to what is above that controls all of the local churches, which is the GA.
那所以呢一定要我们要顺服是吧这些人的决定。
And we must obey the decisions of these small group people.
因为圣经写得清楚。
Because it is what is written in the Bible.
所以有些传道人也是会这么说嘛。
Some of the ministers or preachers will say this.
他说，纵使教会的决定是错误的，你也要遵守。
They will say to the members that even though the decisions of the church may be wrong, but you still must obey.
因为这是神所命定的。
Because this is a command from God.
必定有神的旨意在里面。
There is the will of God within it.
你这样听起来都很有道理。
If you look at it on the surface, it seems to be right.
所以我常常会跟年轻人说。
Oftentimes, I would say to the young people,
这种圣经读太多很危险。
It's dangerous for you to read the Bible in this way.
我宁愿大家都没有圣经。
I'd rather that none of us possess access to the Bible.
因为使徒之前，在1517年之前，没有人有圣经了。
And because the people before the printing press was invented, they did not have access to the scriptures.
这个圣经是以后才发展出来的东西。
The Bible is something that come later, that came later.
要不然以前我们根本就不知道圣经写的是什么。
So previous to that, we had no idea what is written in the scriptures.
所以这个圣经节会捆绑住我们。
We see that the verses can be used to limit us.
当人家拿出圣经节的时候，你会啊，怎么办？
Because when people present to you the scriptures, then you say,
我就说很简单，你就看这些写圣经的人他怎么做。
And I said to you that you just look at the authors of these books in the Bible and see what they did.
耶稣有没有顺服掌权的？
Did Jesus submit himself to authority?
他若顺服，他就不会被钉十字架了。
If he had submitted himself to authority, he would not have been crucified.
保罗自己有没有顺服掌权的？
Did Paul submit himself to authority?
使徒有没有顺服掌权的？
Did the disciples do the same?
当时那些掌权的人是禁止他们传福音的。
At that time, the people of authority forbid them to preach the gospel.
而且是宗教，在当时也是神的选民的宗教这些领袖禁止他们传耶稣。
And these are the religious leaders of the prevalent culture or the faith of that time.
但是他们都没有去做，
But、
都没有去顺服。
None of these people complied with that.
那旧约我们谈的最多的一个人物啊。
And in the Old Testament that we often refer to this character.
就是丹尼。
Daniel.
丹尼他没有顺服国王。
Daniel was also did not submit himself to the edict of the king.
我们讲最多的故事就是丹尼他不顺服国王，不是吗？
Do we not often quote the story of Daniel disobeying the king's order?
他的三个朋友也是不顺服国王，不是吗？
And also his three friends.
所以我就觉得说怎么会这么矛盾？
I wonder about the discrepancy.
圣经写那么多的例子告诉我们说不要顺服掌权的。
The Bible has given us so many examples that we should not comply with the authority.
但是我们为了要统治这个团体呢，我们却不断的用圣经也说一定要顺服掌权。
But in order to control the entire organization, we then often quote the Bible to say that you must obey authority.
因为他们是神命定的。
Because they have been appointed by God.
所以你如果听他们，就好像听神一样。
If you listen to them, it's as akin to listening to God.
你若不听他，那你就会被神惩罚了。
And if you do not listen to them, you shall be punished by God.
那这个就很可怕了。
Then this is terrible.
我就想说我的孙子。
So I think of my grandson.
如果教会一封信给他。
If the church were to send him a letter.
你绑个炸弹去炸一个什么东西。
And ask him saying that you have to strap a bomb onto your person and go and kill somebody.
到底要不要去做？
Will he do it?
我要顺服掌权的。
I have to obey the authority.
其实我看过一个同工哦。这是真实故事。
This is a true story of a colleague that I had.
在非洲，我们在非洲工作的时候。
While we were working in Africa.
他就写这一节去给非洲弟兄姐妹。
He wrote this particular verse for the brethren in Africa.
你们是被我们管的。
He said to them that you are under our authority.
所以你们一定要顺服我们。
Therefore, you must obey everything we say.
我想说怎么会这个样子？
And I thought, how could this be?
我们信主信到最后都忘记了神了。
We believe in God to the point where we've forgotten about God.
我们只记得所谓的神的代表人物而已。
We are only remembering the people who supposedly represent God.
我们就只看着他。
We only see this group of people.
因为他就等于是神了。
Because to us, they are supposed to be God.
那圣经的经文也好像是告诉我们说，好像他们就是神了。
And if you look into biblical reference, it seems that they are representatives of God.
所以我们最早失去的呢，信很奇怪，就是说信耶稣信到最后见不到耶稣。
And the earliest believers, the more they believe, the less they see of Christ.
所以说，我想说，我们如果能够对这个东西有更深认识的话。
I think that if we can have an even deeper understanding of these concepts,
说不定我们整个信仰会活泼起来。
Perhaps then our faith will be revived.
因为我们今天的信仰很多都是被这些字句捆绑住了。
I think many aspects of our faith have been restricted and controlled and bound by these words.
尤其你的反应，你没有去想到丹尼里的话。
If especially your response, if you do not remember the story of Daniel.
或是没有去想到耶稣跟使徒的话。
Or that of Christ and his disciples.
你根本就不晓得他说什么。
Then you have nothing to say.
你应该反过来问他。
You should perhaps counter with this.
所以那这样的话，事情就产生一个很大的矛盾。
And because of this, it caused a lot of confusion and controversy.
我想这就是圣经的特色。
And I think this is a specialty and unique aspect of
the Bible. 其实圣经里面有很多是矛盾性的话挤在一起。
In the Bible, there are found many words that may appear to be contradictory or in discrepancy.
每个人都可以拿一节圣经节来强调自己的主张是对的。
And every one of us can quote any passage in the scriptures to prove your own point.
我们可以来看一节圣经节哈。
Let us read.
看路加福音。
In the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。 路加福音的十四章。
Luke chapter 14。
路加福音的十四章。十四章，我们来请看二十六节。
Verse 26。
二十五节说有很多人呢跟着耶稣。
Verse 25 says a great multitude went with him.
然后耶稣就说了二十六节。
And he turned to him and said to them.
这是耶稣亲口说的哈。
These are the words of Christ.
人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己父母的、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己性命的，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
我看翻译的人，翻译中文的人应该觉得说，哇，这个字啊，这个恨，这个恨啊，太重了吧，所以呢，要改一下啊。
I think in the Chinese translation, perhaps, they changed the word hate because it was too heavy of a word.
耶稣说，你要来跟从我，要做我的门徒。
Jesus says, if you want to come and be my disciples,
第一个动作呢，要恨你的父母。
The first thing you must do is hate your father and mother.
要不然你不配做我的门徒。
If not, you're not worthy to be my disciples.
当然，既然是不配，你就不可能进神国了。
So if you are unworthy, then you have no entrance into the kingdom of heaven.
其实这一节跟我们的洗脚礼的圣经节是很像的。
In fact, this scripture is similar to our teachings regarding the sacrament of baptism.
耶稣亲自说的。
Jesus said it himself.
耶稣自己做过的。
Jesus did it himself.
而且耶稣吩咐门徒去做的。
And Jesus commanded his apostles to do so.
我们不是说这个跟得救有关系吗？
Do we not say that this has intrinsic relationship to salvation?
洗脚礼的经节是这样。
This is the scripture with regard to the washing of feet.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
那这里耶稣说什么呢？
Here, what did Jesus say?
你若不恨你的父母，你就不配做我的门徒了。
If you do not hate your father and mother, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
所以我觉得说，既然要这么的相信圣经，那这一节要好好的相信。
If you truly read.Believe every word of the Bible, then you must also believe this verse.
所以你也可以看到有些人，有的宗教就是用这一节呢，叫年轻人离开家庭，不是吗？
And some of the denomination or religion will use this particular verse to incite the young people to leave their family.
这个我们大家都知道。
And this is common.
他们利用这些年轻人呢，只是为教会工作离开，但是父母离开那么凶险啊，只是在教会生活。
They merely use these young people for the purpose of serving the church.So that they are separated from their family.
为了要得救。
In order for them to be saved.
就是觉得说，哦，这个太可怕了。
And I thought that this is scary.
你如果仔细去想的话，其实呢，所谓得救道理很多。
If you think carefully, there's many different theories as to how to be saved.
但是我们今天怎么只记住五个呢？
Why is it that today we focus on merely five?
人家会跟你讲说，就一二三四五，这五个你都遵守好了，你就可以得救了。
People will say to you that there's five different doctrines. If you obey them all, you will surely be saved.
所以我们一生呢，虽然圣经这么大本哦，我们一生呢就很注重这五个，很注意这五个。
The Bible may be comprised of many, many chapters. We focus upon these five.
而且我们会真的以为说啊，这样就得救了。
And we truly believe that if we were to do so, then we would surely be saved.
但是如果你现在又看到这一节
，But when you read this verse,
那是不是五项还要再加第六项呢？因为这是耶稣亲自说的。
Does that mean that you have to add another doctrine because these are words of Christ?
而且是想得非常的清楚。
And he says this clearly.
那我们却又有很多的解释了。
And of course, we have many explanations.
哎呀，不是这个意思啦。
It doesn't necessarily.
耶稣就是要怎么样来啊？不是这样，你不能按照字面解释啦。
You can't just do anything according to what the words say literally.
但是我们，你若再跟他讲说，那约翰福音十三节也不能按照字面解释啊。
So if you were to say that John chapter 13, you cannot just explain it just because of what you read.
他可能会看着你赶鬼啊。
Perhaps they would say there's something wrong with you.
你可能是被迷惑了。
Or you've been confused, or you're. By other doctrines.
所以我想说，这个信仰到最后会变成一种捆绑呢，其实是被这个字句捆绑住了。
I feel that this faith at the end has been bound by the adherence to the word.
所以我们现在要来试着想啊。
We should try this.
神的话到底是捆绑还是释放
Are the words of God for bondage or for freedom?
我们今天信到最后就是说神的话是捆绑的。
Nowadays we think at the sum of our faith is that the word of God binds us.
而且这个捆绑呢比旧约捆绑的还要厉害。
And this kind of bondage is even worse than the ones in the Old Testament.
旧约至少只是捆绑表面而已。
at least in the Old Testament, the law only binds you on the surface.
但是新约呢，它可以捆绑到你连思考什么东西都哇，完全是傻了，不晓得怎么办了。
But in the New Testament, it controls not only your actions but also your thoughts.
所以你会想说，到底耶稣来做什么
？So then you consider why did Christ come?
他难道来捆绑人的吗
？Did he come for the purpose?
他不是来释放那些被捆绑的吗
？Was his purpose not to come and free those who are bound?
所以有很多东西，我想产生很大的矛盾。
And all of these creates controversy.
耶稣来不是得胜撒旦吗？
Did Jesus Christ not come in order to overcome and be victorious?
耶稣不是钉十字架就得胜了他了吗
？Is it not by crucifixion he was able to overcome the authority of Satan?
但是你会发觉到说撒旦好像是越来越厉害。
But you see that Satan's presence seems to ever stronger.
新约的撒旦比旧约还要厉害。
The Satan in the New Testament is even more powerful than the Old Testament.
几乎到处都有撒旦的工作。
It seems that everywhere we see there's satanic work.
我还觉得怎么会这么奇怪
？And I thought, how could this be?
我们信耶稣人信到最后非常怕撒旦，好像这个人都还没有死掉一样。
That we believe in Jesus to the point where we are so afraid of Satan.
所以我们常常被这个撒旦一讲说撒旦，哇，好像说就捆绑住你了。你这是魔鬼工作，哇，又魔鬼工作了。
Whenever we hear the word Satan or be accused of doing the work of Satan, then we feel powerless.
好像耶稣来是白死的一样。
As if Jesus Christ died for nothing.
怎么有可能一个信耶稣的人还有这么多的惧怕
？How is it that a Christian has so many fears?
而且是越信越怕。
And the more they believe, the more they are afraid.
好像，所以我说就很多东西你去想会觉得怪怪的。
If you consider all of this, you'll find that something is not right.
旧约时期。
The Old Testament.
因为没有恩典。
It's because it was not the period of grace.
所以百姓常常跌倒。
And therefore the people often fall.
但是他们至少遵守摩西律法。
But at least they keep the Mosaic law.
至少还有一个神的选民存在。
At least they still have the status of the chosen.
所以从亚伯兰被选召一直到耶稣再来，总是有个选民的存在，不是吗
？So from the time of Abraham being chosen to the coming of Christ, at least they can claim that they are the nationhood of God.
神都还一直在工作。
That God is continuing His work.
他没有一天休息过。
He did not rest.
但是耶稣来之后呢
？But after Jesus Christ came,
他灭掉撒旦了。
He was able to destroy Satan's work.
撒旦被灭掉之后
，And when Satan was vanquished,
应该是神的国就来到，不是吗？
Isn't it then that the kingdom of God?
这耶稣讲得很清楚了。
Jesus was quite clear on this.
只要你们能够得胜撒旦，神的国就到了。
If you're victorious over Satan, then the kingdom of God is.
那耶稣已经替我们得胜了。
And Jesus is already triumphant.
神的国应该已经来到了。
So the kingdom of God should be here already.
撒旦已经被耶稣捆绑起来，已经是被打掉了。
Satan have already been bound by Christ and defeated.
但是你看，好像不对啊。
But you see that that's not the case we believe.
好像耶稣死的过了一百年了。
After Jesus has been Christ, Jesus has been dead for.
耶稣死了以后一百年之后。
100 years.
这个撒旦又复活了。
It seems that Satan was resurrected.
而且能力很大。
And he became even more powerful.
将圣灵打回天上去了。
He was able to get rid of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵就不再下来了。
And the Holy Spirit disappeared.
而且是一千多年没有下来。
And this continued. For over 1,000 years.
这一千多年呢，这个世界又变成撒旦的世界了。
And in 1,000 years, the world became Satan's again.
犹太人再不能因为律法来得救。
The Jews cannot be saved because of their adherence to Mosaic law.
因为耶稣已经来了。
Because Jesus already came.
律法已经被成全了。
The law has been completed.
你不能再靠他得救了。
You can no longer rely upon it to be saved.
耶稣没有来，说不定你可以还可以靠他得救。
If Jesus had not come, perhaps you can still rely on the law to be saved.
当他来了，你就不可以按照律法来得救了。
But once he came, then you can no longer rely on the old way.
好了，那现在耶稣来了之后呢
？And after Jesus Christ came,
这一千多年。
The 1,000 years that followed,
一个人都不能得救。
None of us could be saved.
因为圣灵跑不见了。
Because the Holy Spirit was not present.
为什么跑不见呢
？Why did it disappear?
魔鬼工作。
Because of the work of Satan.
魔鬼不是被打死了吗
？Did wasn't Satan vanquished?
耶稣不是得胜了吗
？Wasn't Jesus triumphant?
怎么得胜的耶稣只在地上做了王一百年就哇又跑回天上却没有下来
？Why is it that the victorious Jesus was able to only rule over this earth for 100 years before the Holy Spirit is gone?
所以你到最后觉得说，哎，这整个救恩真的是太糊涂了。
So you consider your faith and it seems rather contradictory.
耶稣到底得胜了没有
？Was Jesus Christ truly victorious?
他到底释放了世人了没有
？Was he able to set the people free?
好像看起来不是。
it didn't seem that way.
按照我们的信仰应该不是。
According to our faith, he didn't do it.
而且撒旦的能力呢，是在他被耶稣钉死之后呢，显得更大。
And you see that the power of Satan is even greater after Jesus was crucified.
所以我想这种信仰一定出了问题。
And I think this kind of faith definitely is questionable.
那这样的信仰若越走下去呢，捆绑会越来越深。
And the more you walk upon this path, the more bounded you will be by.
所以你现在会不断听见说，好像到处都有魔鬼的工作。
And more you hear that as if Satan's work is prevalent everywhere.
好像在每个弟兄姐妹的身上都有可能有个魔鬼躲在他后面。
As if upon every brothers and sister, there is a possibility of Satan lurking behind them.
好像讲台呢，随时会讲出魔鬼的话语来。
And at every turn, the pulpit, you might hear words of Satan.
完全忘记了耶稣。
You've forgotten Christ completely.
完全忘记了他已经得胜了。
And you've forgotten the fact that he is victorious.
忘记了，就是因为我们太痛苦了，他来释放我们。
You forgot it is because we were suffering and in pain. That's why he came to free us.
但是我现在看到很多人啊。
Nowadays I see many people.
而且我都直接跟他们讲。
And I was able to speak with them directly.
他们哇讲，我听他们讲，讲到最后我会很痛苦。
When I listen to them speak, I feel this great pain.
我说你唯一的错误啊。
And I will say to them that the only mistake you made
就是信耶稣了。
Is that you believe in Christ.
你若不信耶稣，你不会这么痛苦的了。
If you do not believe in Christ, you will not suffer so much.
那因为你信了耶稣，变成这么痛苦。
But because you believe in Christ, and thus you suffer.
做任何的动作都有说，哎呀，糟糕，我得罪神，我不能得救的。
You think every action you commit, you may inadvertently offend God and not be saved.
三个病就是神惩罚。
If you are sick, you are being punished by God.
发生什么事情呢？啊，又是撒旦工作。
Any unfortunate event, you say that this is Satan working.
整个生活非常的紧张。
So then your whole life is filled with, pressure.
我相信有很多人会要定我罪，很简单的。
And many of them can condemn me very easily.
因为这种话都讲过。
Because these words I've spoken before.
我说你唯一的错误就是信耶稣。
I said to them, your only mistake is believing.
我宁愿你不要信耶稣，过得快乐一点。
I rather that you do not believe in Christ, but you're happy.
怎么有可能信耶稣信成这个样子？
Is it possible? Why is it? How is it possible that you believe in Christ and you suffer so much?
本应该得到释放的，却被捆绑得更深。
Those who are supposed to be free are bound even tighter.
问题是捆绑从哪里来？
And we have to question, where did this binding come from?
从讲台来。
Comes from the pulpit.
我今天早上才收到一个教会的姐妹写信来。
And this morning I received an email from a sister.
因为那边的传道都这么认为。
Because this is the ministers of her local church who
今天是安息日，他们已经聚完会了，应该是他们今天听到的道理。
And today is Sabbath, so they may have finished the morning session already and listened to the sermon.
这个姐妹有点忧郁。
And this sister was worried.
忧郁症。
Oh, she had...She suffers a little bit from depression.
传道就说
And the minister said,
忧郁症，犯忧郁症都是犯的鬼病。
The people who suffer from depression are possessed by Satan.
那边的传道也说过。
And that minister said this.
凡是得癌症的人，都是因为神的恩典离开了他们。
All of the people who have cancer is because the grace of God had left them.
哇，你这个天，你我说在这种环境下，你怎么能够快活平安起来？
I think that under this kind of environment, how is it possible for your faith to be happy?
你是神的儿子没有错。
It's true that you are the children of God.
但是你每天所看到都是魔鬼。
But every day you see the work of Satan.
怎么会有这样的信仰？
How can our faith be this way?
但是我的儿子呢，正逐渐的，他们那一代呢，正逐渐的走向这样的一个信仰。
But I can see that my son's generation is marching.Just exactly towards this direction.
因为这个讲台的捆绑是越来越深的。
Because the bondage, the words of bondage from the pulpit is ever more obvious.
所以我想说，我们一定要再让它释放的这种恩典能在我们身上来。
And therefore, I think we all have to seek this grace of being free.
我们来看约翰福音的第八章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
这里耶稣这样的告诉他们
Here Jesus said to the people
31节
Verse 31
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若常常遵守的道就是我的门徒了
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him If you abide in my word you are my disciples indeed
你们必晓得真理
And you shall know the truth
真理呢必叫你们得以自由
and the truth shall make you free.
耶稣说得很清楚。
Jesus was clear.
你如果晓得真理，必定得到自由。
If you know the truth, you will be free.
因为他本来来就是要来释放我们的。
His original purpose is to come and free us.
是因为我们被罪捆绑得太重了。
Because we have been bound by sin, and this sin is heavy.
所以当时保罗也很惊讶。
At that time, Paul was also surprised.
他写信给哥林多教会。
He wrote to the church in Corinth.
他说我实在是不能明白。
He says, I cannot understand.
为什么你们信了耶稣之后
，Why is it that after you believe in Christ,
还去被那种不可摸、不可拿、不可吃这些规矩全部捆住
？And you're still bound by these rules and regulations regarding things you should not touch, eat.
好像什么都不可以做。
As if you should not do anything.
现在不是有彩虹吗
？Thinks we.
在心中、
oh,
彩虹本来是神跟我们的立约不是吗
The rainbow is a sign of the covenant between God and us
那现在很不幸的有个团体呢拿彩虹做他们的标记
But unfortunately a particular group have used now the rainbow as part of their banner
你们可能不知道吗
Of course we do
我们教会曾经印过书、啊 我们教会的书啊
Our church had published a book.
它上面就有彩虹。
The cover was an image of a rainbow.
全部被拿掉了。
They were all destroyed.
我这个是不圣洁的记号。
Because they say that there was an unholy sign.
你要哭还是要笑
？You don't know whether to laugh or to cry.
所以我就觉得，我从这一点来看啊。
And from just this point.
真的那种。真的这个话也不能讲得太重那种无知的圣洁真的会真的是会让你真的不晓得怎么去信耶稣
This kind of unholy ignorant purity ignorant attempt at holiness it prevents you from believing in the Lord
有些以他的无知当作圣洁的最高标准
Some people use their ignorance as the highest level of standard to abide by
真的你会觉得怎么会这样
And you cannot believe it
在这个时候2015年的6月
in June this year
不是中古世纪、哦、
this is not in time past
教会的执事竟然写信给非洲弟兄姐妹说凡是叫杨立敏传道的人都会下地狱
there was the deacons of the church wrote this letter to the African members telling them that any brothers and sisters who follow the teachings of Pastor Yang will go to hell.
不是 teaching, 叫我传道，只要叫我传道就下地狱。
Any brothers and sisters who calls him pastor will go to hell.
信我都看到了。
And this is a letter I read it myself.
我说我比圣灵还要厉害。
And I thought to myself, I'm greater than the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说亵渎圣灵的永不可得救。
Jesus says those who curse the Holy Spirit will never be saved.
你只要叫我一声传道，你就完了。
And here, all you have to do is call me pastor and your history.
也写信给巴黎，不是非洲，给巴黎的弟兄姐妹。
And this letter was also written to the Parisian members.
凡是跟着我叫我传道的
，Anyone who follows him and calls him pastor，
承认我是传道的
，and admit that he is their pastor，
都会进入黑暗当中。
Will enter into darkness.
我想说，怎么今天的教会会变成这个样子
？And I thought to myself, how could the church be like this today?
那这个很有效。
And this is very effective.
其实你看这个宗教的狂热哦，到最后这个是最有效的。
And you see that this is how the religion exert its influence. It's very effective.
他们用很多的无知呢。故意的无知，其实他是欺骗你无知，不是他自己无知，他自己很聪明的。
And these kind of deliberate enforcement of ignorance, in fact, the person who perpetuate this are quite well aware of what they're doing.
因为他知道你很好欺负。
They know that you're easily cowed.
所以他就随便捆绑你。
Therefore, they can just find whichever way that they know that will bind you.
所以这个让我想起耶稣基督的态度哈。
And this makes me think about how Jesus is.
当魔鬼来试探他的时候
，When Satan came to tempt him,
他引用圣经了。
He quoted scripture.
你跳啊，从殿顶上跳下来。
Satan said, "Jump from the top of the steeple of the church."
圣经记着说。
The Bible says.
然后念给他听了。
And Satan quoted scripture.
那魔鬼还会背圣经解释不错。
It's pretty good that Satan can memorize.
应该是背的没有错，一字不差哈。
Because he didn't have a Bible with him.
被给耶稣听了。
And he was able to recite the scriptures to Christ.
耶稣也听到了。
And Jesus heard him.
他根本就不理。
But he paid no heed.
我看我们今天就没有这个这样的勇气。
But I think today we lack this courage.
你就告诉我们，你就告诉我，没有错，是这么写，没有错。
You can say, yeah, sure, I can read it myself.
我若不恨我父母，我就不能做耶稣的门徒。
If I do not hate my mother or father, I cannot be his disciple.
没有错，是耶稣说的。
It's true, Jesus said this.
但是我不理。
But I don't pay any attention to it.
我不理他应该会高兴。
If I don't pay attention to it, maybe he's happy.
我若理的话，他应该会很伤心了。
But if I pay heed to these words, I think Jesus would be very sad.
因为他的话不是字，不是字句。
His word is not his words is not merely just words.
他讲的话是个生命。
But rather the words he spoke are life.
他每一句话是要给你生命的。
Every word he spoke is to give you life.
让你的生命更旺盛。
So that your life will be even greater and more full.
让你的生命能够更胜过这些捆绑。
So that your life can be higher, be above all of these things that bind.
所以你看耶稣整个动作。
We see everything that Jesus did.
或是使徒都是一样。
And or the disciples.
他们为什么生命力那么的旺盛？
Why is it that their life seems so apparent and so vigorous?
其实有个特色。
It's because of one specialty.
就是不再听那些法利赛人给他们的圣经解。
It's because they no longer heed the scriptures that the Pharisees presented them.
我比你更知道，因为我也是法利赛人，我比你更知道圣经记载的是什么。
Because they also, as Jews, understand what the scriptures say.
要翻圣经，我翻得比你还要快。
If you want to turn to the scripture, I can turn faster than you.
但是我不以这个来当做我的信仰的中心。
But I do not see this as the core of my faith.
我的信仰是将这些话成为生命表达出来。
My faith is to show these words as part of the action.
我们的信仰是要表达出神的形象来，不是吗？
Our faith is to show the image of Christ.
这是我们信仰最终的一种最好的一种结果。
And this is the best scenario we can have in our faith.
就是越来越像神，越来越像耶稣，越像耶稣。
That more and more we're more Christ-like, more and more we're like our God.
你想说耶稣会越来越捆绑人吗？
Do you think that Christ will try to bind you ever further?
越来越定人的罪吗？
And to condemn you further?
你这样真的是表现出耶稣的形象来吗？
Is this truly the way you demonstrate the image of Christ?
表现出神的这个爱的形象来吗？
To show the love of God in this way.
看好像不像。
I think this is not right.
所以其实这个可不要理他。
So these things we pay no attention to.
我们今天所要理的是这个圣经节，我读了之后。
We want to focus today in when we read this passage.
它在我内心产生的是什么样的力量
？What kind of force or power or effect does it enact in my heart?
而且这个力量，所谓的力量，就是说让我能够更像耶稣。
And this power, hopefully, will drive you to become more like Christ.
我看人的时候，因为这些圣经，我看人的时候有耶稣的心肠。
And because of these words, when I see other people, I can see them with the heart of Christ.
所以，如果你这样来再看回来看圣经
，And if you look at the scriptures in this way,
洗脚的问题
，in regarding the foot washing,
你就不会去管它洗不洗了。
Then you will no longer care whether or not it's done or not.
因为这个不是那么重要。
This is not that important.
如果字是很重要，没有错。
If the word is important.
但是这个字呢，没有给你任何力量。
But this word does not give you any power.
你只是脚伸出去一洗啊，我就跟主有份了。
You merely just present your feet to be washed, and you decided that after it's done, and I have a part with you.
反而是让你更懒惰，不是吗
？But does not make youeven more lazy.
然后去笑那些没有洗过脚的人。
And then give you the authority to mock those whose feet are not washed.
那些洗过脚的人不断的显出基督的形象来。
If those who have had their feet washed continue to show the image of Christ.
他们为主付出相当的是成为世上的光，世上的盐。
And they become the salt and the light of this world.
你却很轻易的说。他们没有洗过脚，所以他们跟主无份。
And you say to them, "Oh, their feet were never washed, so they have no part with."
只有你是最像基督的了。
Only you are the most like Christ.
因为你洗过脚了。
Because your feet were washed.
不是这样。
Should not be this way.
所以我说，耶稣基督在世上。
So I say that when Jesus Christ was on this earth.
你看，耶稣是道成肉身来到世上。
You see that he was the flesh incarnate.
那这个道成肉身到底是什么东西
？What does it mean, this incarnate?
他是整个神的话都带到地上来了。
He took the word of God and he brought it to us.
他道成肉身，他被生在世上。
He became flesh so that he can be born.
他应该已经是相当的圣洁美丽的，不是吗
？He's already very pure and beautiful.
但是你看这些话语在耶稣的身上。
But we see these words when it's applied Christ.
他所做的每一件事情呢，都是违背圣经所记载的。
Everything he did, every act seems to contravene what was in the scriptures.
不要说要鼓励犯罪哦。
It's not to encourage us to sin.
我要再说一次。
I have to say again.
魔鬼没有那么可怕。
Satan is not that scary.
不要每次一听就说，哎呀，又要犯罪了，又是魔鬼的诡计了。
Do not think every time that something goes wrong that it's the work of Satan.
你今天一个信主的人，一个属于神的人。
You are a person who belong to God and you believe in the Lord.
撒旦的工作应该是跟你完全没有关系的。
Satanic work has nothing on you.
他已经不能触及你了。
Because he has no control over you.
所以我所说的，耶稣是带着神的话来。
So I say that Jesus came with the word of God.
但他却不理会神的话。
And yet he paid no heed to it.
不理会这些法利赛人跟他说圣经记载说什么。
He did not pay heed to what the Pharisees insist that he must abide.
因为耶稣非常清楚。
Because he was very clear.
是神的话。
This is the word of God.
是一个生命。
This is life.
不是一个字句。
These are not just mere words.
如果只是字句。
If it's just semantic.
会让你觉得说，哎，我已经做到了。
You can say to yourself, yes, I've done it.
但是如果是生命的话。
But if it is life.
你会觉得说你永远还没有做完。
You will feel that you will never be able to finish it.
所以耶稣到了最后，他不是在山上变貌吗？
At the end, we see Jesus was transformed upon the mountain.
我在想说他为什么要在变貌。
And I think to myself, why does he need to be transformed?
已经这么圣洁的人。
He was already so holy.
还有什么能够更圣洁？
What can he do to be even more holy?
但是耶稣却变貌。
And yet Jesus Christ went through transformation.
那种变貌等于是一种我们在信仰上最高的一种追求。
And this is the kind of transfiguration that we see as the highest form and demonstration of our faith.
我们知道说这个肉体是捆绑我们的。
We know that we are restricted by our body and our flesh.
我们太多的事情，包括我们的信仰，就是被这个肉体所捆绑。
And many things, including our faith, are bound by the fact that we are flesh.
但是其实整个信仰终结的是变貌。
But the end or the penultimate of our faith should be transfiguration.
就是在现在啊，不是将来复活的改变，是现在就要变貌。
I'm talking about now, the transformation now, not later in heaven.
这个变貌呢，就是胜过了一切了。
And this transfiguration and transformation transcends everything.
所以保罗也这么说。
And this is what Paul said.
他说神的话不是写在石板上面的。
He said that the word of God are not written on stone tablets.
是写在心板里面的。
But written on the tablets of your heart.
不是读圣经明白的。
You don't just understand by reading the scripture.
是用你的生命将它活出来的。
But it is to live it out with your actions.
所以不是说字句是错误的。
I'm not saying that words are bad.
也没有说洗脚礼是不好的。
I do not say that the washing of feet is bad.
但是信仰不是这些字句。
But your faith are not based upon these words.
我们必须要去寻求在这些字句后面的那些生命的力量。
But we have to search the force and the power, the life force behind these words.
当你有一天在信仰的时候，
One day when you consider your faith and you believe,
突然感觉到你的生命好像越来越萎缩。
And when you feel that your life, your faith seems to be more, even more feeble.
你道理越听越害怕。
And the more you listen, the more afraid you become.
好像整个生命都陷入危险当中。
As if your whole life is in danger.
好像在你周围呢充满着魔鬼的诡计。
As if everywhere around you are lurking the work of Satan.
你那时候就要告诉自己。
At that time, you have to say to yourself.
耶稣来为我开了一条又新又活的道路。
Christ has already come to open this most life and new way.
他用他的宝血替我打开一条又新又活的道路。
Using his own precious blood, he has opened this new and lively way.
这条路怎么会走起来这么的可怕？
How is it that in walking on this way, I will feel such fear?
怎么这么的没有平安？
How is it that I have such unrest?
怎么这么的没有喜乐？
Why is it that I am not joyful?
这个时候我们就要回到神面前。
In this time, we have to return back to God.
回到神面前来看那生命的力量。
And to see the life force that he has for us.
我想如果这样去相信主。
And I believe you see God and believe God in this way.
其实神的话自然在你内心当中会产生一个无比的一种能力来。
And the word of God will naturally give you power from within.
那这个能力的特色是什么呢？
And the uniqueness of this power is
就是喜乐
is joy
跟平安
and peace.
那求神帮助我们。
Yeah, the Lord will help us.
那这是我们今天早上就分享到这个地方。
And this is what we're going to share this morning.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray together in silence.